Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Afghan Taliban has released a recorded reputing to be that of its new leader, that is, the message from Mullah Akhtar Mohammad Mansour, intended to reassure Taliban leaders, including elders, clerics, and scholars, that the Taliban jihad will continue until the Islamic system is brought to Afghanistan. Mullah Mansour says all decisions will be taken in the light of Islamic law, but it would be war or peace talks. He also said that the Taliban leadership would make all efforts to maintain internal unity at all cost. Mansour's emphasis on maintaining unity in the Taliban gives credence to reports that his appointment has caused some rifts in the Islamic insurgent group. Haroon Mir is an Afghan political scientist.
There is a lot of unknowns right now, but hopefully within the next few days, we would know more about what will be the intentions of the new leadership, and if they could, the new leader would be able to keep unity within the Taliban.
Mansour replaces Taliban founder Mullah Muhammad Omar, whose death has been confirmed by the Taliban. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Cairo for talks about security issues and regional terrorism, including the threat posed by the Islamic State extremists. He arrived there late on Saturday. He's expected to meet today with Egypt's foreign minister. From Egypt, Secretary Kerry will be traveling to Qatar, where he'll meet with the Gulf Cooperation Council, the Iran nuclear deal on that agenda, and then on to Singapore, Malaysia, and Vietnam. This is VOA News. The parents and brother of a Palestinian toddler burned to death by suspected Jewish extremists were fighting for their lives Saturday as protest over the arson attack entered a second day, firebombing the family's home in the occupied West Bank, which killed the 18-year-old toddler, sparked an international outcry over Israel's failure to deal with violence by hardline Jewish settlers. Israeli military says it would be that. Yemen's exiled Prime Minister Khaled Baha made a brief but important visit to the newly liberated southern city of Aden on Saturday. Baha, who is also Yemen's vice president, toured war-damaged buildings and visited people wounded in the fighting. He is the highest-ranking Yemeni leader to visit Aden since pro-government forces freed it from Houthi rebels 2 weeks ago. World Health Organization says work is moving ahead on a plan to reform the organization's ability to respond speedily and effectively to international health emergencies. Lisa Schlein reports.
These reforms have been triggered by worldwide criticism of the World Health Organization's slow response to the Ebola epidemic in West Africa. The WHO's Director General, Margaret Chan, did not declare Ebola an international public health emergency until August 8, 2014. This was more than 4 months after Guinea had declared Ebola a national health emergency. Dr. Chan says WHO will be implementing reforms in six main areas.
The development of a unified program for emergency. Internally, within the organization, we are implementing faster, more streamlined internal procedures.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Zimbabwean wildlife authorities have suspended hunting of several species of big game after an American dentist killed a lion popular with tourists. Emmanuel Fundira is the president of the Safari Operations Association. He said that the Zimbabwe Parks and Wildlife Management Authority tightened the controls after Cecil the lion was killed during an illegal hunt.
Boar hunting has been suspended with immediate effect. No such hunting will be conducted unless it has been confirmed and authorized in writing by the Director General of Zimbabwe Parks and Wildlife Management Authority.
Clampdown follows an international furor over the killing of Cecil the Lion, a favorite with international tourists, who was shot with a bow and arrow by Walter Palmer. He is that American dentist in an illegal hunt outside of a park there in July. You can get more news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.